Unit 10. Frightening Nature. Listening. And now the weather forecast for Tuesday, June 24th. Cooler and drier air over the northwest will advance towards the east on Tuesday. But as it does so, it will meet with warm and moist air already in place, resulting in showers and thunderstorms. Thunderstorms are possible in areas from the southern states to the northeastern states, where we might see some pretty bad weather, with wet snow and strong winds, perhaps even some storms. The showers and thunderstorms that hit the Midwest on Monday may still be around part of Tuesday, but will disappear during the afternoon. Comfortable temperatures around 75 degrees are forecast for the south, 68 to 72 for the Midwest, and similar temperatures for the Northeast, while higher temperatures, up to 88, will be found in the east along the coast. While the southwest may see some rain or even thunderstorms, the rest of the west will be hot, with temperatures over 100 degrees, and no hope of a cooling shower. Far to the southeast, the storm, which had looked as if it would grow into a hurricane, fell apart on Monday. This year has already seen an unusually high number of hurricanes. Hurricane Danny in the Atlantic Ocean last week has put 2003 in third place behind 1997 and 1959 for having the most tropical storms or hurricanes this early in the season. The fourth storm usually arrives towards the end of August, so Danny formed on Wednesday, came a month and a half early. If the fifth named storm, the E-storm, develops before July 22nd, this year we'll have the hurricane season with the fastest start. Its name would be Erica. The hurricane season is from June 1st till the end of November. A typical Atlantic hurricane season has 10 named storms, 6 hurricanes and 2 major hurricanes. The latter can be a real disaster when they hit the coast. Tropical storms, such as hurricanes and typhoons, are given names to avoid confusion. Their names start with letters in the order of the alphabet. The first 5 storms in 2005 will be named Arlene, Brett, Cindy, Dennis, and Emily. Workbook, Unit 10. Listening.
Hi, Linda. How's your life in Taiwan? Do you like it there?
It's fine, Kate. Thanks. Bill and I like China very much.
I've heard that Taiwan is quite often hit by typhoons. How do you feel about that?
That's right. They're quite common between the months of May and November.
Terrible. I would not want to live in a place like that.
Oh, well, you'll get used to it. With a bit of common sense and taking the right measures, typhoons need not be a big problem.
So what should you do when you know a typhoon is coming up?
You should always keep some plastic sheets ready to cover furniture. Important papers are best kept in plastic boxes or bags that don't let any water through. Buy some extra food in metal or in glass containers, and keep a torch, batteries, a first aid kit, a radio, and such things ready.
What else do you do when you know there will be another typhoon?
If a typhoon is expected to hit within 24 to 48 hours, you should make some extra ice to keep food cooled when the electricity falls away. Fill the bath with water for cooking, and make sure there is enough drinking water. Move furniture away from windows, put loose objects, such as furniture and plants, in pots, baskets, or boxes, from the balcony and the yard into the shed. You must close the curtains and take shelter, where you cannot be hit by glass that's flying around, for example, the hall or a room without windows.
Have you ever experienced a big one?
Oh, yes. It was a very frightening experience.
What happened?
When the storm hit, we heard all the windows breaking and furniture being pushed around. The roof made a cracking noise. We thought it would be blown away. Then the storm seemed to die down. But it was the eye of the storm. A few minutes later it came back with full force. I was afraid the whole house would be swept away.
Have you thought of moving to another part of the country? Where there are fewer natural disasters such as earthquakes and typhoons?
My husband and I have thought about that. But we really like Taiwan, and we prefer to stay here.